Oh, why does she sing her sad songs for me? I'm not the one to tenderly bring her soft sympathy. I've just begun to see my way clear, and it's plain if I stop, I will fall. I can lay down a tear for pain, just a tear and that's all. Oh, what does she want me to do? She says that she knows that moments are rare, I suppose. But it's true. Then on she goes to say I don't care, all she knows. But I do. Maybe she just has to sing for the sake of the song. And who do I think that I am to decide that she's wrong? She'd like to think I was cruel, but she knows that's a lie, for I would be no more than a two if I allowed her to cry all over me. All my sorrow is real, even though I can't change my plans. If she could see how I feel, I know that she'd understand. Oh, does she actually think I'm to blame? Does she really believe that some word of mine could relieve all her pain? Can't she see that she grieves just because she's been blindly deceived by her shame? Oh, maybe she just has to sing for the sake of the song. And who do I think that I am to decide that she's wrong? Oh, but nothing's what it seems. Maybe she'll start someday to realize. If she abandons her dreams, then all the words she can't say are only lies. Oh, why can't she see that to gain is only to lose? All that she offers me are her chains, and I got to refuse. Oh, but it's only to herself that she's lied. She likes to pretend there's something that she should defend with her pride. And I don't intend to stand here and be the friend from whom she must hide. Oh, maybe she just has to sing for the sake of the song. And who do I think that I am to decide that she's wrong?
Welcome to 1.21 Gigawatts. That was Townes Van Zandt. Today we have a special guest, Carla, in the studio. Welcome.
Hello. Hi.
And we also have an unusual situation in that we have an audience of one sitting in the corner. So if you hear someone, you know, screaming at us in the middle of the show, that's Niklas. Carla, what year did you pick?
I chose 1997, but as you can hear, or as you heard, this song wasn't at all for that year. This is from 1968, but I think it's worth to remember Toon Van Sant in this year, because in the very first day of the 1997 year, he died of a heart attack.
So there is a connection.
Yes, of course. Right. And I wanted to do this small, I don't know how to say it in
Tribute.
English. Tribute, thank mm-hmm. you so much. Because he was a huge influence on the band that I was playing with.
Ah, okay. Was he the album you would play before going on stage, Calm Down Your Nerves?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that or Tequila.
Ah, maybe both. For the listeners, do you want to pronounce your full name in your beautiful Spanish accent?
Okay, yes. My name is Carla.
And the...
My surname?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
The whole thing.
Carla Plazuelo González.
There you go. See, that's why I didn't even try.
Yeah, don't try it.
I figured I would butcher it.
Yeah, don't try it.
Cool. Well, do you have any other thoughts about 97 or do you want to jump into the next set?
Yes. So I chose 1997 because I turned 15 that year. So I started to go out with my friends. Mm-hmm. And despite I think 1995 was a way much better year for music.
Oh, yeah.
I choose this year because it has a strong, I have strong memories about it.
Okay. Good memories, I hope.
good memories, bad memories about everything. So it was an kind of agitating times in Spain, especially with politics. We have a couple of events that they keep in my mind for my whole life. So that's why I feel attached mm-hmm. to that year. Mm-hmm. So, one of those events that were not related to politics was that we have this director that is called Alejandro Amenábar. Mm-hmm. He had a film like a couple of years before 1997 that is called Tesis, and it was a huge success. Mm-hmm. And in 1997, he did another movie that is called Abre los Ojos in mm-hmm. Spanish.
Yep. Good film.
Later, they did a remake.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It was called Vanilla Sky with mm-hmm. Tom Cruise.
Yep.
And in the soundtrack of that film, there was a song that is called El Detonador, mm-hmm. and it's from a Spanish band called Chucho. It's not known at all, mm-hmm. but I remember that I listened to them a lot, and at that moment I was really surprised.
Okay, let's play that song.
Thank you.
what you get. This is what you'll get when you mess with us.
Accidents in the studio. Yeah. No blood, though.
No. So I chose this song because I remember perfectly when this album was released. OK Computer, it was like everybody got crazy about this album. And I remember that it was played on TV, on the radio. It was even in the news. It was crazy. And Spain was not super connected to the rest of the world at that point. So it was... Yeah, it was a huge breath, like, having this album.
Yeah.
And I choose Karma Police because I think it's a more democratic song than Paranoid Android.
Yeah, maybe so. It's definitely a good track. And like we were saying before, they just played in Berkeley near San Francisco.
Yeah.
So, good show. Oh, good band.
Yeah, I miss it.
Yeah, next time.
Next time, yes.
Oh, well. Cool. What do we have coming up?
Well, next song I choose, it's Björk. I don't know how to pronounce yoga, whatever.
Yeah, I don't know either.
In Icelandic. I chose that song because I discovered Björk when she released Post, and it was like crazy. It's the same as the Radiohead one. Björk was super... innovative songs were super powerful, and after this craziness with Post, she released this album Homogenic, and it was partially produced in Malaga, Spain. And I had hard times choosing a song, but I chose this one because I think it's epic. So. Thank you.
All these accidents that happen follow the dot. Coincidence makes sense only with you. You don't have to speak, I feel. Landscapes, they pass on me. The riddle gets old, and you push me up to this state of emergency. How beautiful to be state of emergency is where. You see what's inside of me. Every nerve that hurts, you heal deep inside of me. Ooh, you don't have to speak, I feel.
Still fading out, but okay. Go for it.
Oh, sorry for that. So, well, the next song that I have chosen is I'm not a big fan, and I think they are just a one-hit wonder, but it was all around when I was going out with my friends. So I think it's worth a mention. So
honorable mention.
Yes, honorable mention.
And what's the name of the song?
Oh, the name of the song is Brimful of Asha by Corner Shop.
Thank you.
I would like to say, regarding the corner shop song, that that was not the original one. It was a remix by Norman Cook, aka Fatboy Slim, but it was the one that was a super big success.
Mm-hmm.
So
have you? I haven't even heard the original version.
Me neither, to be honest. I think I put something on Spotify, and it's like kind of freakish, slow thing.
Moving, yeah.
Yeah, but this was for sure the super hit on the radio at that moment. And I choose this song of Blur. I think my favorite album is Park Life, but it was some years ago, before 1997. And I think The Great Escape was a super huge success. But I think it's worth to remember this album too, because especially for me, because with this album, me and all my friends at high school were putting pictures of Damon Albarn again.
Of course.
You know, in all our school stuff.
Yeah, I'm sure. What a good looking man.
Yes.
And what a sweet voice too.
Yes.
I think this is my personal fun fact is I think this was the first song I downloaded as an MP3 in 97. That's what I did instead of putting pictures on the wall.
My mom gave to me this album for my birthday. I perfectly remember it. It was one of my first original CDs.
I see. Do you have it framed on your wall now?
I still have it at home. I have it at home now, but it was in my friend's house for 10 years.
Oh. And that's a long lending.
Yes, now I've got it back.
No, good. You just broke his or her kneecaps.
No, he came one day and he told me, hey, I think I have your CD. Here it is. And it was like, whoa.
He's been lying awake for 10 years.
Yeah.
Screaming. What do we have next?
Oh, I have. So for next, we have The Birth and Bittersweet Symphony.
Thank you.
Listening Yo La Tengo with my Spanish pronunciation. Mm-hmm. And the song is Moby Octopath. I choose this one because it took me 9 albums to know about this band. This is in their 8th album. Mm-hmm. And as you can imagine, I became a huge fan. Huge, huge fan.
Did you go back and listen to all the other 8 albums?
Yes, but I keep stuck in this one.
Yeah.
The album is called I Hear the Heart Beating as One. Mm-hmm. I think I pronounced it good. Mm-hmm. And yeah, I knew them when they released an album in 2000 that is called And Then Nothing Turned Itself Inside Out. But I have a boyfriend at that moment, and his dad had a lot of albums, and he keep giving me some old records, and this was on that pile of records.
Oh, I see.
And when I hear this line bass or bass line mm-hmm, or whatever, bass line, thank you, it keeps stuck in my mind, and I love the voice.
Yeah, it's a catchy song.
Yes,
and
yes.
A great album as well.
Yeah,
this is the one with Autumn Sweater. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, yes. That's still a favorite of mine.
Yeah.
Cool. I think since we're almost near the end, mm-hmm. Shall we kick off the next set?
Oh, yes.
And what's the next song?
So, I choose this song because we didn't have cable TV on Spain at that moment. Mm-hmm. And we only have this program that it put videos for half an hour every Saturday.
Okay.
That was it. Radio on that thing. And I remember that this video gave me the chills. So... we are going to listen to the Firestarter. Oh, I cannot pronounce that.
Firestarter.
Thank you. By The Prodigy.
We'll be right back.
This was Indo Silver Club by Daft Punk. And this album, this song is in the album Homework, is their debut album. And it was released on the 20th of January of 1997. And I chose this song because literally everybody went crazy with this album. Everybody was dancing around around the world. But I choose this other song because after listening tons of times, this is the one that I love the most.
That's the one that sticks.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a great tune. I think that's all the time we have. So thank you for coming on.
Thank you for inviting me.
Yeah. And now I know more about your 1997. Mm-hmm. And yeah, it's a great music year. And yeah, thanks for everyone for listening. Good night.
Thank you. Good night.